Hello, and welcome to this Microsoft TechNet session on Excel Services Overview. My name is Peter Lammers. Let's start this session by going into more detail on exactly what we'll be covering. Excel Services, part of Microsoft Office SharePoint Server 2007, extends the capabilities of Excel 2007 by allowing broad sharing of spreadsheets, improved manageability and security, and the ability to reuse spreadsheet models through a scalable server-based calculation service, an interactive web-based user interface. Excel is the most widely used tool for performing data analysis and reporting. As a business intelligence tool, Excel 2007 becomes more powerful by integrating with SQL Server 2005 analysis services to provide a rich user analysis tool. Excel services empower spreadsheet authors to share spreadsheets easily and broadly in ways that leverage this new BI functionality through the browser. Fully interactive, data-bound spreadsheets, including charts, tables, and pivot tables, can be created as parts of a portal, dashboard, or business scorecard without requiring any development and presenting a single version of the truth. The Excel services architecture consists of a web front end and an application server tier. The Excel calculation server loads requested spreadsheets and performs any calculations required. Excel web access renders the results in HTML, while Excel web services provides a web services interface to allow applications to access the spreadsheets. As we go through today's session, you will hear various Microsoft acronyms and terminology. While we will explain all new terms related to today's session, there are some general terms from the industry or from other versions of Microsoft products that we may not spend time on. To help you out, we have listed the areas that it may be helpful to be familiar with, either prior to this session or to reference afterwards. Since Excel Services is part of Microsoft Office SharePoint Server 2007, you should have some understanding and experience with earlier versions of SharePoint Server. And you should have some experience with Excel spreadsheets, how they are created, used, and shared in today's corporate environment. To cover the topics mentioned and keep the session flow going, we have divided the session up into the following agenda items. Spreadsheets are used by most businesses for data modeling, reporting, analysis, and sharing information. Organizations are now confronted with the need to efficiently share spreadsheets broadly, securely, and without liability. Excel Services, part of Microsoft Office SharePoint Server 2007, includes an integrated set of server-based spreadsheet services that complements Microsoft Office Excel 2007. Excel Services was designed from the ground up as a server-side set of technologies that can be fully integrated with Excel 2007. Extending it to a natively multi-user environment. Excel Services helps centralize spreadsheet management by allowing a spreadsheet author to broadly share a single version of a spreadsheet that is calculated at the server and viewed in a web browser. Spreadsheets are secured by the server and governed by the inherent enterprise content management controls of Office SharePoint Server 2007, such as check-in, check-out, version control, auditing and logging, and role-based security, which allows authors to control which spreadsheets users can view or change. This helps organizations meet compliance and regulatory requirements and prevents errors associated with multiple copies or out-of-date versions. The two-tier architecture of Excel services simplifies the deployment of Excel services with your SharePoint environment. The Excel calculation server loads requests, performs the required calculations, and caches the results into a per-user instance. Excel Web Access renders the spreadsheet in HTML without using ActiveX for the user to view in a standard web browser. First, let's examine Microsoft Business Intelligence vision. Microsoft Business Intelligence supports all facets of decision-making with a complete suite of server, client, and developer products that consist of Microsoft SQL Server 2005 technology thoroughly integrated with the 2007 Microsoft Office system. Since business intelligence is tightly integrated with the proven and scalable Microsoft SQL Server 2005 platform, you can count on business intelligence to deliver mission-critical information throughout your organization to the right people at the right time in an easy-to-use format. Microsoft Business Intelligence Solutions helps you track and analyze financial, operational, customer, and human resource information across the organization. Business intelligence delivers information on the desktop in the familiar and easy-to-use Microsoft Office environment, allowing you to incorporate information from data warehouses, enterprise applications, and virtually any data source available across the enterprise. Using Office Excel 2007, which includes faster performance, significantly increased spreadsheet capacity, intuitive formula authoring using business terms, and advanced sorting and filtering, business intelligence supports advanced analysis that can lead to a better insight and better decision-making. Excel Services, a new web-based version of Office Excel 2007 in the 2007 Microsoft Office system, enables your staff to manage, access, analyze, and share information more securely in a centrally managed environment. With Excel Services and SQL Server 2005 Analysis Services, the live connection to the data source exposes metadata, dimensions, and metrics in understandable business terms. It's easy to modify reports and refresh data, which helps ensure up-to-the-minute accuracy. With Microsoft Solutions, you can deploy business intelligence on a proven, scalable, industry-leading platform. SQL Server 2005 Integration Services performs complex integration, transformation, and synthesis at high speeds for large data volumes. Fully programmable, embeddable, and extensible, SSIS is an ideal extract, transform, load platform. The data mining and online analytical processing capabilities of SQL Server 2005 Analysis Services make data mining more accessible in an environment with enhanced security. Use SQL Server 2005 reporting services to create, manage, and deliver both traditional printed high-fidelity reports and interactive presentation-quality web-based reports. Or you can use Report Builder to build reports quickly. In the SQL Server 2005 Relational Database Management System, you get improved performance and support for structured and unstructured XML data, as well as proven high availability and performance. Tight integration with Microsoft Visual Studio 2005 provides developers with a platform that enables productive and collaborative development of dependable solutions. SQL Server 2005 provides many new and enhanced business intelligence features designed to give you a competitive advantage. The advantages include integrating multiple data sources with integration services, enriching data and building complex business analytics with analysis services, and writing, managing, and delivering rich reports with reporting services. Microsoft SQL Server 2005 empowers your company by providing a security-enhanced, reliable, scalable, and productive platform for enterprise data management and business intelligence applications. BI enhancements with SQL Server 2005 help deliver an end-to-end solution with integrated analytics, including OLAP, data mining, extract, transformation, and load tools, data warehousing, and reporting functionality. Microsoft SQL Server 2005 Integration Services offers a redesigned and highly scalable enterprise ETL platform for building high-performance data integration solutions for data warehousing. As a result, you get a more holistic understanding of your business. Microsoft SQL Server 2005 Analysis Services data mining and OLAP capabilities help you build complex analytical models that you can integrate with your business operations. Easy to use, extensible, and flexible capabilities make data mining more accessible than ever before. SQL Server 2005 Reporting Services offers a complete and comprehensive reporting solution for creating, managing, and delivering traditional managed reports, interactive user reports, and embedded reports. Office SharePoint Server 2007 provides enterprise-scale capabilities to meet business-critical needs, like managing content and business processes, simplifying how people find and share information across boundaries, and enabling better informed decisions. It supports all of the intranets, extranets, and web applications across an enterprise within one integrated platform, instead of relying on separate, fragmented systems. Office SharePoint Server 2007 helps you provide business intelligence capabilities to all employees so they can share, control, and reuse business information in order to make better business decisions. The BI features provide web and programmatic access to published Office Excel spreadsheets, programmatic reuse of critical line of business data, and easy development of web-based BI dashboards that can incorporate rich, data-bound KPIs, web parts, and published spreadsheets. Microsoft Office Business Scorecard Manager empowers your organization by helping your employees gain insight into business drivers and execute shared plans that help shape BI solutions. With Business Scorecard Manager, your company can align action with strategy to help improve performance. Dynamic scorecarding makes it easier to track your organization's performance against key goals and metrics. Using Microsoft Office Business Scorecard Manager 2005, you can combine rich scorecard functionality with reports, charts, graphs, and analysis tools to evaluate relationships between performance metrics and objectives. Customized views and rich visualization make it easy to present your findings in easy to understand ways. Tight integration with Microsoft Office SharePoint Server 2007 makes it easy to work together in ways that can lead to increased insight and more powerful decisions, enabling better alignment with your strategic business plans. SharePoint 2007 has been redesigned to focus on some key features. Platform services include workspaces, management, security, storage, topology, and site model. The collaboration components of Office SharePoint Server 2007 include new features which simplify both internal and external collaboration, allowing you to easily share knowledge, find information, and collaborate more easily and securely, both within and across organizational boundaries. Office SharePoint Server 2007 helps you leverage your partners and customers and utilize your personal people networks to connect to other people effectively. With smart, standard-based, electronic forms-driven solutions, you can collect business information from customers and partners through a web browser. The portal components of Office SharePoint Server 2007 include features that are especially useful for designing, deploying, and managing enterprise intranet portals, corporate intranet presence websites, and divisional portal sites. The portal components also make it easy to connect to people within the organization that have the right skills, knowledge, and project experience. Enterprise Search in Office SharePoint Server 2007 has great relevance and incorporates enterprise content such as people and business data, along with documents and web pages, to provide more comprehensive results. Search is ubiquitous to Office SharePoint Server 2007 with tight integration into SharePoint sites, web parts, SharePoint lists, people profiles, and more. This enables people to look for the information they need wherever they navigate to within the portal. Enterprise Search has the capacity to search through business data, and the search results can be highly customized. The new and enhanced content management features in Office SharePoint Server 2007 fall within three areas: document management, records management, and web content management. Windows SharePoint Services provides core document management functionality, such as major and minor versioning, check-in check-out document locking, rich descriptive metadata, workflow, content type based policies, auditing, and role-based access controls at the document library, folder, and individual document levels. Office SharePoint Server 2007 builds on these capabilities to deliver enhanced authoring, business document processing, web content management and publishing, records management, policy management, and support by multilingual publishing. the Business Processes components of Microsoft Office Forms Server 2007 helps organizations streamline forms-driven business processes with easy-to-use, intelligent, XML-based electronic forms that integrate smoothly with existing systems. This security-enhanced client-server platform provides rapid solution creation and deployment, centralizes form management and maintenance, and helps to extend business processes to customers, partners, and suppliers. The Business Intelligence, or BI, components of Microsoft Office SharePoint Server 2007 enable organizations to provide business intelligence capabilities to every employee, allowing them to share, control, and reuse business information in order to make better business decisions. The business intelligence features in Office SharePoint Server 2007 provides web and programmatic access to published Office Excel spreadsheets, programmatic reuse of critical line of business data, and easy development of web-based BI dashboards that can incorporate rich, data-bound key performance indicators, or KPI, web parts, and published spreadsheets. Office Excel 2007 is a powerful tool for analyzing, sharing, and managing information to help you make more informed decisions. Office Excel 2007 delivers a new results-oriented interface, pivot table views that are easy to create and use, enhanced formula authoring, rich data visualization, and a much faster way to create professional-looking charts and tables. Analyze information with Office Excel 2007 to gain insight and make more informed decisions using powerful organization and visualization tools presented in an easy-to-use interface. Communicate your analysis in professional-looking charts and spreadsheets that are much easier to create. Find the tools you want when you need them using the new Office Excel 2007 results-oriented interface. Office Excel 2007 supports spreadsheets up to 1 million rows by 16,000 columns in size, eliminating the need to work within multiple spreadsheets or other applications you need to analyze large amounts of information. Office Excel 2007 has improved support for tables, allowing you to create, format, expand, and refer to tables within formulas. When analyzing data contained in a large table, Office Excel 2007 keeps table headings in view while you scroll. Build professional-looking charts faster with fewer clicks using charting tools in the new Office Excel 2007 user interface. Apply rich visual enhancements to your chart, such as 3D, soft shadowing, and transparency. Create and interact with charts the same way, regardless of the application you are using, because the Office Excel 2007 charting engine is consistent in Microsoft Office Word 2007 and Microsoft Office PowerPoint 2007. Microsoft Office Excel 2007 provides rich visualization schemes like gradients, thresholds, and performance indicator icons to help you discover patterns and highlight trends in your data. Summarize, reorient, and find the answers you need with pivot table and pivot chart views that are much easier to create and use in Office Excel 2007. Use the flexibility and the new cube functions in Office Excel 2007 to build a custom report from an online analytical processing database. You can also connect to external sources of data more easily using the Data Connection Library in Office Excel 2007. In the first demonstration, we will see how Office Excel 2007 makes sharing spreadsheets and business information easier. In this demonstration, we'll explore the new user interface, especially as it pertains to how you will use Excel services to present spreadsheet data through a web interface. Microsoft Office Excel 2007 is a powerful tool you can use to analyze, communicate, and manage information to make more informed decisions. You can use Microsoft Excel 2007 to help identify trends in your business, manage information more effectively, and share data both internally and externally. With Excel's expanded spreadsheet capability, combined with access to the right tools at the right time, you can organize data quickly and easily, as we'll see throughout this session's demonstrations. To import data from an external warehouse, you can use the Data Connection Library to access internal databases and import a data set quickly without any help from IT. Excel, along with other Office applications, is based on the Microsoft Office OpenXML format, making it easy to work with data from other sources. Throughout this session, we'll connect to our company's backend SQL Server 2005 database. When you work with multidimensional databases in Office Excel 2007, such as SQL Server Analysis Services, you can use OLAP formulas to build complex, freeform, OLAP data-bound reports. New cube functions are used to extract OLAP data from analysis services and display it in a cell. OLAP formulas can be generated when you convert pivot table formulas to cell formulas or when you use autocomplete for cube function arguments when you type formulas. Microsoft Windows Vista and Windows Server Longhorn both have standardized event logging and reports in XML format. With the XML data import feature, you can easily mine through the data to capture the information you need. You can use the Data Connection Wizard to connect to several different data sources, as been defined by ODBC drivers, including Oracle, Paradox, and other third-party providers. You can use Microsoft Query to retrieve data from external sources into Microsoft Office programs. By using Microsoft Query to retrieve data from your corporate databases and files, you don't have to retype the data that you need to analyze in Excel. You can connect to SQL Server using the Data Connections Wizard. The database that we need to connect to is located on the local server. The wizard uses Windows authentication by default, using the account that is currently logged on. We'll use the sample database provided with SQL Server 2005 that you may be familiar with, AdventureWorks, to retrieve the performance of the global sales force. The wizard creates the data connection and saves it to a file within the local user's profile. If the connection is to be used by multiple analysts, you should provide a description including the purpose of the connection and how it is being used. Excel 2007 provides three options for how it will present the information in a target database. We'll explore each of these options during this first demonstration, starting with a simple table view. Since we are connecting to a live data source, the ability to refresh the data from the backend server vastly improves your ability to run analysis on your business data. You can refresh an external data range automatically when you open the workbook and optionally save the workbook without saving the external data so that the workbook file size is reduced. Excel 2007 can preserve the field formatting from the server when the OLAP server formatting data connection is used. And for large data sets, you can limit the number of records that Excel will retrieve. The Definition tab lists the information stored in the connection file, along with the file location. The commands listed in the connection string field define how Excel pulls data from the database. Excel pulls the information from the database and applies some basic formatting to make it easy to read. It also applies filtering options to each column, since we found this to be one of the first tasks that users will take when working with large datasets. For example, the regional sales manager may only be interested in the performance of the salespeople in her own territories. Clearing the filter to view all the data is as simple as applying the filter. When you analyze data, you are often looking to compare the data, looking for the high and low values for searching for numbers that are outside an expected range of values. Conditional formatting helps you easily find these value cells by highlighting cells or ranges of cells, emphasizing unusual values, and apply intuitive visual cues by using data bars, color scales, and icon sets. A data bar helps you to see the value of a cell relative to other cells. The length of the data bar represents the value of the cell. A longer bar represents a higher value, and a shorter bar represents a lower value. Data bars are useful in spotting higher and lower numbers, especially with large amounts of data, such as top and bottom selling salespeople. Color scales are visual guides that help you understand data distribution and variation. A two-color scale helps you compare a range of cells by using a gradation of two colors. The shade of the color represents higher or lower values. For example, in a green and red color scale, you can specify higher values with the green color and lower value cells with the red color. A three-color scale helps you compare a range of cells by using a gradation of three colors. The shade of the color represents higher, middle, or lower values. For example, in a green, yellow, and red color scale, you can specify higher value cells with the green color, middle value cells with the yellow color, and lower value cells with the red color. Three-color scales are similar to a heat map used in weather forecast, where hotter temperatures are represented by red, colder temperatures by blue, and moderate temperatures by green. Use an icon set to annotate and classify data into 3 to 5 categories, separated by a threshold value. Each icon represents a range of values. For example, in the three arrows icon set, the red up arrow represents higher values, the yellow sideways arrows represents middle values, and the green down arrow represents lower values. Use this feature to help you identify trends in your data. Office Excel 2007 offers new tools for creating and working with pivot table views and pivot chart views that make it easy to ask multiple questions about a given data set. With enhanced context menus, contextual tooltips, and new layout and design options, these features can expose this advanced tool to even more people. Pivot tables are designed to help users make sense of large amounts of data by providing an easy way to build a summarized report. Pivot tables can be rearranged easily so that once you have summary data in a pivot table, you can look at the same information in many different ways with only a few mouse clicks. Information workers of varying skill levels can now create a pivot table or pivot chart in a few simple steps. With the pivot table field list, you can select the fields you want to include by using a clear, side-by-side view. If you need to pose another question against your data, you can drag fields in different orders to alter the hierarchy of your information. We'll explore this feature in subsequent demonstrations. Pivot table and pivot chart views play a central role in the Office Excel 2007 support of SQL Server 2005 Analysis Services. SQL Server 2005 Analysis Services provides a business semantical model called the Unified Dimensional Model, or UDM, which defines business logic, calculations, and metrics. The UDM serves as a single data source for all reports, spreadsheets, online analytical processing, or OLAP browsers, and KPIs. Like pivot tables, pivot charts are much easier to create in the new user interface. All of the filtering improvements are also available for pivot charts. When you create a pivot chart, specific pivot chart tools and context menus are available so that you can analyze the data in the chart. You can also change the layout, style, and format of the chart or its elements the same way that you can for a regular chart. In Office Excel 2007, the chart formatting that you apply is preserved when you make changes to the pivot chart, which is an improvement over the way it worked in earlier versions of Excel. You can also copy these charts from Excel and place them directly into Microsoft Word documents or Microsoft PowerPoint presentations. Within the Microsoft Office 2007 suite, the chart can be used while retaining the full visual fidelity as it had in Excel 2007. This process doesn't just take a snapshot of the graph for use in other applications. You can resize the chart without distorting its contents. In addition, since the object retains a copy of the data used to build the chart, if you want to change the chart type, you can do this without having to return to Excel. It may appear that you have to make these display decisions before importing the data from the outside database. We've worked to make Excel 2007 extremely flexible so you can take advantage of these features as you need them. Let's recreate our territory sales chart from our first table view spreadsheet. We just need to select the data we want to chart, and then access the charting options. Excel 2007 provides you with a wide variety of high-resolution charting options. Again, if you don't like the data presentation, you can easily change to a different style with just a few clicks. The horizontal cylinders still don't seem quite right, so we'll change this to vertical clustered columns. For each chart style, you can change the layout of the data to make sure that you have the information you need to be seen at the forefront of your chart. As you try these different layouts, you'll see several that obviously don't work well for your purpose, but you should also see a few that work perfectly. In addition to the various chart types and formats, you can play around with the colors that are used to present the data to match your corporate branding or just to make the data set easier to read. Throughout this demonstration, you've probably noticed that the new user interface and how Excel 2007 provides you with the options you need when you need them. We've completely redesigned this interface so that you can find and use programs capabilities more easily. Now let's look at SharePoint Excel Services and how it enables businesses to securely share spreadsheets across an enterprise. This server-side solution enables secure data sharing and logic reuse across the enterprise, providing a single, centrally managed version of the spreadsheet data for a single version of the truth. The author simply saves his or her spreadsheet to a SharePoint document library and grant specific users or roles access to the server-generated version of that spreadsheet in a browser. Excel Services provides two primary interfaces, a web-based UI for viewing spreadsheets in a browser, and a web services interface for programmatic access. The web-based user interface, Excel Web Access, allows users to have both interactive and read-only access to spreadsheets in a web browser by means of DHTML. No ActiveX controls are used, nor is installation of the rich client necessary. The web services interface enables external server applications to directly access spreadsheet data, making use of their business logic without needing a developer to re-engineer it in code. In both cases, Only the data that is specified by the spreadsheet author is available, while formulas and other business logic that underlie that data remains protected. In order to better understand Excel services, it is also necessary to describe what it is not. First and most importantly, it is not simply the Excel client hosted on a server. Excel services is a new server technology designed from the ground up to be scalable and robust. It is also not a spreadsheet creation tool. Authoring spreadsheets requires the rich client Office Excel 2007. Users can, however, interact with spreadsheets through the Excel Services browser client, subject to the restrictions defined by the spreadsheet author, or programmatically through the Web Services API. This model provides the ability on the part of the spreadsheet author to build the spreadsheet the way he or she wants it, and to restrict data consumers to only those interactions that the spreadsheet author chooses through the new browser-based access. Spreadsheet authors no longer have to use ad hoc means of sharing spreadsheets, such as email. Another important aspect of Excel services model is that in a simultaneous multi-user scenario, each user has his or her own session in the server's memory. The server loads a read-only instance of the workbook in memory, and each individual user has a separate session representing his or her state. If a user applies a filter to a spreadsheet, other users are not affected by those changes, and their interactions do not modify the original file. This behavior is identical whether the spreadsheet is being viewed in a browser using a web-based user interface or programmatically through the web services interface. In the next demonstration, we'll explore some of these concepts on the spreadsheet we created. During this demonstration, we'll create a simple spreadsheet application and publish the application to Excel services. In doing this, we'll be able to see how Excel services presents a given spreadsheet with the same fidelity as seen in the Microsoft Office Excel 2007 application. In order to publish an Excel spreadsheet to Excel services, we must start by creating a trusted location for the file to reside in. As part of SharePoint, you'll find all the configurable options in the SharePoint Central Administration site. This page lists a number of preliminary administrative tasks that should be done on the server as you deploy SharePoint for both performance and security reasons. The specific Excel Services configurations options are found on the Shared Services Administration page. From this page, you can access areas to configure trusted file locations, trusted data connection libraries, and trusted data providers. We'll touch on each of these later in this session. In order for Excel services to cache and display a published spreadsheet, the storage location must first be listed on the Excel services trusted files location page as a trusted location. If the spreadsheet's file folder is not listed here, the user will receive a permissions error when he or she tries to access the file. For this session, we'll publish our spreadsheets to our SharePoint My Site Shared Documents folder. So we'll enter this full address as the trusted location. The trusted location can be in the form of either a web address or a UNC path. However you configure this, the SharePoint server must be able to access the location to obtain the file. If you are configuring a central storage location for all spreadsheets, you may want to create a folder hierarchy under the main trusted folder. In this case, you would need to allow child folders to be trusted. Now let's return to Excel 2007 to create a simple spreadsheet that we'll publish to Excel services. This will be a mortgage calculator that you can place on your website, similar to those on many financial institutions' websites. The first row holds the number of years during which the mortgage will be amortized. The second row is the interest rate of the mortgage. And the third row will store the dollar amount of the loan. Now we'll write up a few formulas to work with the data provided. We'll start by changing the interest rate to a decimal by multiplying the cell by 0.001. In the next two cells, we'll add some formulas required to come up with the monthly payment. First, we'll add 1 to the interest rate and raise that number to the power of the number of monthly payments. The last formula will calculate the monthly payment based on the dollar amount borrowed and the interest rate. Since this is a dollar amount, we'll change the format of this and the mortgage account amount to display as currency. Now, to make these first three cells editable when viewed by Excel Web Access, we'll need to create a series of named ranges. The first name range will be the number of years for the mortgage. The second range will be called interest rate. And the third is the amount borrowed or the amount of the mortgage. When displayed in Excel services, each of these named ranges will appear as an editable field on the right side of the web browser. We could spend more time making this spreadsheet look pretty, but this will work well for our purposes as it is. But let's do one last thing. Since we don't need to display the formulas in the 6th and 7th rows, we'll create a new named range containing only the cells that we want to show to the customer. Publishing to Excel services is much like saving the file. In fact, we are just saving the file to a trusted file location that Excel services will access. When publishing, we can publish the entire workbook, or specific sheet, or a particular named range of cells. For the mortgage calculator application, we'll just display the last named range that we defined. The Parameters tab allows us to set cells that will be editable by the user when viewed in the browser. These cells will have a separate field on the right side of the screen. Now we'll navigate to our Shared Documents folder in My Site's SharePoint folder and save the file. Several processes will run in the background while the server registers our spreadsheet and prepares it to be displayed in Internet Explorer. The Save As dialog box has an option to automatically start the browser. Now Excel Services only displays the range that we defined as the named item. Remember that this cell contained a formula in Excel. When viewed in Excel services, only the end value is displayed to protect your proprietary formulas and calculations. Let's look at a smaller place outside of the major urban area. This house will be considerably cheaper, but interest rates are increased slightly. However, we'll be more aggressive with a 20-year mortgage. This new mortgage will cost us about $1,800 less per month, which sounds a lot better. In this demonstration, we've seen how easy it is to create a calculation application. In the next demonstration, we'll see how to use the same tools to present an always up-to-date price list that your customers can access when ordering products using Excel services. In the next agenda, we will examine how to share spreadsheets securely. With the ability to publish spreadsheets to the SharePoint server, you need complete control over the content of the shared spreadsheet, as well as the ability to secure the data, especially when proprietary formulas are involved. During this portion of the presentation, we'll explore how Microsoft Office SharePoint Server 2007 manages the spreadsheets, keeping private data private. We'll start by exploring the problems typically associated with sharing data in this form. Spreadsheets are the primary data modeling and analysis tool in most companies. Their ease of use and ability to analyze and report on data make them extremely popular. Because of the familiarity of Excel among a broad spectrum of users, many organizations have identified business needs geared toward expanding the role of spreadsheets in the enterprise. In doing so, many challenges arise. Data stored and disseminated through spreadsheets must be available to users throughout the enterprise at the same time. And to be useful and relevant, this data must be current. Many critical decisions are made based on the analysis performed in spreadsheets. Imagine the impact of those decisions are based on out-of-date information. Security is another concern, since many organizations use spreadsheets to store confidential, financial, and other vital information. Uncontrolled spreadsheet distribution runs the risk that this information may be leaked outside of the organization. The ad hoc distribution of spreadsheets through email and file shares exacerbates these security and version control challenges. In addition, it is also common for users to copy and paste corporate data from back-end sources into spreadsheets. This static data becomes stale if the back-end source is updated without those changes being manually propagated to the spreadsheet. This data, if sensitive in nature, can also become a security risk. With the introduction of corporate governance requirements, such as those of the Sarbanes-Oxley Act and the Data Protection Act, organizations need corporate data to be accurate, access to be controlled, and changes to be auditable. Business intelligence refers to a set of core capabilities around gathering, analyzing, and reporting on business data in order to support business decision making. For many years, Excel has been among the most prevalent tools for capturing this data and performing analysis on it. A key challenge in the area of business intelligence has been sharing this analysis in a ubiquitous way. For business intelligence data to be useful, it must be broadly available to support timely decision making, and the data contained within reports must be up to date in order to support accurate decision making. For these challenges to be effectively addressed, a solution must be found that allows spreadsheet authors to broadly share their analysis in a secure, centralized, and managed way. In addition, Excel spreadsheets need to be integrated with other business intelligence reports and data in dashboards and scorecards. Organizations often house a wealth of business models within spreadsheets. This logic represents a substantial investment in terms of the time and effort it takes to create and refine it. Making it accessible to other applications represents a significant opportunity. Removing the need to recreate or recode this business logic multiple times provides productivity advantages and avoids the element of risk that errors would otherwise be introduced. In essence, business logic created within spreadsheets should be readily available for reuse in or integration with other business applications. This reuse should be seamless and should not require it to be altered or translated to facilitate reuse. This business logic should be available from a single source, the spreadsheet, not stored in multiple locations with the risk of one or several instances of the logic becoming out of date. Excel Services addresses some common performance issues found in environments where spreadsheet files are shared. With files stored centrally on a server and accessed through a lightweight web interface, the need to wait for a large spreadsheet file to download over a slow link is mitigated. In environments where multiple users might be sharing the same file, time spent waiting for spreadsheet data is minimized, making access to spreadsheet data more timely. In environments where large amounts of spreadsheets data must be processed, high performance, the ability to offload calculations into multiple computers, and high availability are best achieved through the use of high-end servers and server software, such as Excel Services. These environments can include redundant components, fail-safe power, and a structured backup regimen, offering enterprise-class processing of spreadsheet data. As the role of spreadsheets in corporate organizations has grown, the need for better control, availability, and integration has increased. Excel Services extends the value of Office Excel 2007 by enabling each of these requirements with server-side functionality that helps to enhance the timely delivery of spreadsheet data. Excel Services enables the rapid creation of server-side solutions that complement the use of client-side spreadsheets. SharePoint Server 2007 increases the ability of businesses to securely share data through spreadsheets, with greater control over that data, while also better meeting requirements in terms of reliability, scalability, and availability. It also enables Excel to participate in interactive business intelligence dashboards and portals. It provides browser-based access to spreadsheets that are centrally stored and managed on servers, addressing key enterprise requirements. Excel Services centralizes management and provides robust control over spreadsheets. Spreadsheet authors use the familiar tool set in Excel 2007 to create spreadsheets that contain the data and functionality they need, and to explicitly define which portions of the spreadsheet are accessible by others. Then they publish spreadsheets to the server environment for secure sharing. When viewing spreadsheets in a web browser, users are not able to edit the spreadsheet. Users can interact with data values only as parameters that must be explicitly defined by the spreadsheet author during the publication process, or through filtering, sorting, and navigating tables and pivot tables. Management functionality builds on the core capabilities of SharePoint Server 2007, including check-in, check-out, versioning, metadata enrichment, and role-based security to control and track access, auditing, and usage of the spreadsheets. Business intelligence solutions bring together data from multiple data sources and repositories and display that data in meaningful ways. Excel 2007 and Excel Services support rich functionality for connecting to data sources, making it easier to create business intelligence solutions. The Data Connection Libraries, or DCLs, are a powerful tool for enabling business intelligence. These are created by administrators to enable business users to access external data sources without having to understand the underlying definition for the data connection. Business users identify the connections they need that are contained within DCLs from Excel 2007 by defining user-friendly names and descriptions that do not require knowledge of any technical details. Excel Services allows the business logic created and stored within spreadsheets to be readily reused by and integrated into other applications. Business analytics can save spreadsheets to the server, making models accessible to developers and others on a secure basis through web services. This methodology means that any application can benefit from the business logic in the spreadsheet. In the past, developers had to analyze the business logic contained within spreadsheets and then reproduce it in code in order to provide similar functionality in external applications. Excel Services allows developers to implement business logic directly from the spreadsheet into an external application. The developer is not required to interpret the spreadsheet logic and then manually recreate equivalent logic in their application code, avoiding duplication of effort and speeding time to market of external applications. Moreover, since the spreadsheets are executed as a service on a server, they are constantly available to applications in a robust and scalable way. By extending the spreadsheet environment to servers, information workers can continue to create spreadsheets using Excel 2007, while offloading time and processor-intensive spreadsheet calculations to servers. By offloading calculations to servers, Excel Services guarantees high availability. Many organizations depend upon large-scale, complex calculations carried out on mission-critical data by spreadsheets. Many of these calculations are long-running and take overnight or even longer to complete. The potential risk of system failure in such scenarios must be limited. Excel Services improves availability by moving calculations to one or more reliable servers. Redundant servers running Excel Services enable enterprises to virtually guarantee that calculations will be completed successfully. In our next demonstration, we'll see how we can publish a distributor price list. In this demonstration, we'll connect Excel Services to our backend SQL Server 2005 database to create a pricing list that our distributor can access through a secure website. This demonstration will show the key benefits of using Excel Services to present your spreadsheet data through the web interface. Companies worldwide already use Microsoft Excel to analyze, organize, and present data. And now with the introduction of Excel Services, you can publish those spreadsheets without having to deal with the problems of multiple versions of the spreadsheet or out-of-date information. We'll connect to our SQL Server again, but this time we'll select the database that stores our product information. This spreadsheet will rely on a persistent connection to the backend server, so we'll need to perform several additional steps. Let's create the actual spreadsheet first. For this particular scenario, the pivot table will work best, so we want to display information grouped logically for the convenience of our distributors. This database contains a lot of information about each of our products, including the typical product name and price, along with some information that may not be immediately relevant to our customers, such as how long it takes to manufacture the item and item descriptions in multiple languages. These fields are more for our own use in planning and publishing international catalogs. We provide our distributors with only the information they need when ordering the product. As we add these fields, Excel 2007 automatically places them in the pivot table based on the type of information the field contains. Since it may not necessarily present the information in the way you want, you can use the pivot table field list pane to rearrange the items as needed. Let's start rearranging the data by creating columns for the list price and dealer price information. It appears that Excel applied some formatting that we need to overrule. It is listing the product key and pricing information as sums and counts, respectively. We'll change this formula to only list the lowest listed price in each field and apply this to each of the three columns. We'll also add a report filter to this spreadsheet, allowing our distributors to filter our products by product line. If they want to only look at our product line of cycling accessories, they can filter their catalog by product line S, and they will only see those products. For formatting purposes, we'll set the cell format for our price columns to display as currency. To control the behavior of pivot tables, we can access the Options dialog box. The Layout and Format tab list options such as indentation, centering of cells, auto-fitting columns, and how to deal with empty fields. Since we want this pricing list to always display the latest information for our customers, we'll set the spreadsheet to refresh its data from the SQL Server each time the file is opened. We are provided with a few options to control how the spreadsheet is printed. Note that these options are for the pivot table itself. We cannot set options for Excel services or for permissions thereof. The Display tab lists options for whether to show the Expand Collapse buttons, tooltips, field captions, and how the field should be sorted. Since pivot tables are often used to summarize data, it automatically calculates grand totals for groups of items. You can change these settings and allow multiple filters for each field. With the information formatted how we want it, we'll now work on the visual aspects of the spreadsheet. Since this is for direct use of our customers, we want it to be professional and match our company standard for excellence. The numbers appear to run together too much in the current form. Let's turn off the subtotals and the grand totals so that the spreadsheet only displays a price at the item level. Excel 2007 provides a number of style formats, allowing you to choose the background colors and the shading behind certain rows. With the new Microsoft Office 2007 user interface, you can quickly and easily access these style formats without needing to navigate through multiple dialog boxes. With the spreadsheet complete, we can now publish the price list to Excel services. We'll do this much like we did for the mortgage calculator. However, for this spreadsheet, we'll select the pivot table as the item in the workbook that we'd like to make available. Excel 2007 saves the spreadsheet to the My Shared Documents folder with the information necessary for Excel services to display only the pivot table. But we get an error message when the browser window opens. Excel Services is unable to retrieve the external data using the data connection we established with the SQL Server. This is expected behavior, because we did not tell Excel Services that it could trust this source. We need to return to the SharePoint Shared Services Administration site to configure a trusted data connection library. This is a key security feature of Excel services, which allows administrators to control what is published using Excel services. We'll look at the rest of the options for Excel services configuration in the next demonstration. At this point, the data connection information is still only stored in the Excel spreadsheet file itself. In order to trust the data connection, we need to save the data connection as a separate ODC file. We'll create this file by exporting it to our Shared Documents folder, which is a trusted location already configured in Excel Services. After we export the data connection, we'll be done working with Excel 2007 for this session. As with the trusted file locations, the only requirement for the trusted data connection library is that it must be accessible location for the SharePoint server, either through an HTTP or UNC file path. With the trusted data connection file in place, the price list should now be available for viewing. What you should recognize right away is that the pivot table looks exactly as it did when we were working in the Excel 2007 client application. Now, if a particular distributor only needs to access pricing on our top-of-the-line bike parts, he or she can filter the list to only show the T product line. Based on the user's permissions, as set on the SharePoint server, the user can open the spreadsheet in Excel to further manipulate the data. Or you can get a snapshot of the workbook or pivot table in this case. The snapshot will only list the values contained in each cell, whereas the Open in Excel 2007 option retains all the data connections or formulas contained in the spreadsheet. In Excel services, you can manipulate the view of the spreadsheet. Occasionally, you may want to reset the view after mining through the data. Reloading the workbook will accomplish this. With a connection to the backend data source, you can be sure that you are looking at the latest information. If the numbers change often, such as with retail sales numbers, you can refresh the data with the database. For large sets of data, you can use the search function to look for specific strings within the spreadsheet. For example, if we pulled up the pricing list to get a price on the Touring 1000 bike frame, we could quickly go directly to that section of the spreadsheet. Any spreadsheet saved to a location that the server can access can be calculated and viewed in the browser or accessed through the web services interface. Excel 2007 also includes a simple means by which spreadsheet authors can make use of Excel services. Using the File Publish menu option, a new flyout menu called Excel Services enables the user to save the spreadsheet to either a SharePoint server or to any UNC path that is accessible by the server. When a full copy of the spreadsheet is copied to the server, the Excel Services Options dialog box enables the author to specify what aspects of it are accessible to users from the web browser. This is configurable at the granularity of a specific named item. Named items may include sheets, named cells or ranges, tables, pivot tables, or charts. Once the author has named specific items, the Items command in the Workbook menu allows him or her to browse through those items, selecting whether or not each is viewable by end users. The visibility of data under scenarios governed by Excel services options also applies to API calls, and not just to direct viewing by users. This mechanism constitutes a true means of control over what data is visible and to whom. In order to make these named items readily available for users to consume, either in reports or business dashboards, Excel Web Access provides a familiar interface for users to choose from among viewable items. Since the named items remain part of the workbook that is loaded in Excel services, they remain fully refreshable and interactive without requiring the user to be able to see underlying business logic or data source. What is visible and what is not is determined by publishing options and permissions specified by the spreadsheet author. Excel services draws its mechanisms for authentication and access permissions from Microsoft Office SharePoint Server 2007. This allows spreadsheet authors to grant users read rights to look at content, contributor rights to look at, change, and add to content, or administrator rights for full control. Note that, in the context of Excel services, the reader right allows users to download a full version of the spreadsheet and view full details within Excel 2007. In addition to these rights, the new viewer right allows authors to lock down spreadsheets for server-only viewing through a web browser. Users with only the view item right cannot download a copy of the spreadsheet, modify it, or view any hidden formulas or other business logic that may underline the data values. This ability to differentiate what is visible to spreadsheet consumers is key to the complementary nature of the relationship between the Excel-rich client and Excel services. Only an in-memory snapshot of the spreadsheet is available to the users, consisting of the literal data values in the spreadsheet without any of the underlying business logic. This mechanism enables administrators to make data available without revealing sensitive intellectual property. These rights are also enforced if an application using the web services interface attempts to access data that has not been marked as viewable. In contrast, users with read-or-write can open the spreadsheet in Excel 2007 Rich Client and view all the underlying details associated with the data. Of course, those with write permissions have the ability to open spreadsheets with Excel, make changes, and save them back to the SharePoint document library. Since spreadsheets are powerful and contain critical data, it is necessary to control where they come from, as well as control access to them. The mechanism for controlling who can act as an author for spreadsheets available under Excel services is managed by a system of trusted file locations, which can be designated as SharePoint locations, UNC paths, or HTTP paths. Excel services will only load spreadsheets from directory paths designated by the administrator. With SharePoint rights or simple file system rights for UNC paths, administrators can control who can save spreadsheets to the trusted locations, which ensures that only authors with appropriate access can create or modify spreadsheets that are presented by Excel services. While controlling where spreadsheets come from and who has access to them, it is essential to protect proprietary formulas and present a single version of the truth. The spreadsheets themselves must have a flexible and robust mechanism for connecting to data, both in workbooks and from external data sources. Access to external data is one key to the power of Excel services, making use of existing data sources in a highly configurable and secure fashion. Spreadsheets can connect to live data sources by means of business user-friendly mechanisms that enable general users to take advantage of the technology without assistance, subject to rules put in place by database administrators and other resource owners. Excel services supports getting external data from the same data sources Excel client supports, such as SQL Server analysis services, SQL Server relational databases, and other database platforms using mechanisms such as ODBC and OLEDB. Data can be returned into pivot tables or new formulas that can access SQL Server analysis services data. Query tables are not supported on the server in this release. One powerful way of governing access to external data sources by Excel services is by using the data connection libraries. Created by database administrators, DCLs contain Office Data Connection, or ODC, files that persist specific data connections, enabling business users to take advantage of them using the Excel client through a directory service operated by the server. Business users identify the connections they need that are contained within DCLs using user-friendly names and descriptions that do not require knowledge of any technical details. The significance of DCLs is definable in terms of three core capabilities. First, the ability to make persistent connections to external data sources visible to business users. This capability allows connections to external data sources to be reusable, allowing business users to take advantage of them from Excel 2007 without having access to the technical details that underlie these connections. Second, the ability to support updating a large number of reports at once. Since DCLs allow changes made to the external data source to automatically propagate to Excel 2007 and Excel services workbooks, those workbooks do not need to be updated manually, creating efficiencies and avoiding potential errors and liability. Third, SharePoint permissions enable access control lists, which control who is allowed to change the data source definitions and who can see what data. Excel services can also limit access to external data through the three settings for external data options. The default setting of None does not allow connections to external data sources. The DCL-only setting allows only DCLs to govern connections to external data sources. The DCLs or embedded connections from workbook setting allows external data connections to be established by connection strings embedded in workbooks, in addition to allowing DCLs. By choosing one of these settings, it is possible to control the transfer of data as needed. These settings can also be configured per trusted location. This allows administrators to configure the type of connectivity that is allowed to specific types of spreadsheets. For example, financial data might be stored to one location that is restricted to a limited set of spreadsheet authors, while other locations may have fewer restrictions. When connecting to an external data source, you may need to ensure the validity of the data source. The Properties dialog box associated with workbook connections in the Excel client allows you to control server authentication, choosing from among the following three techniques. The None technique does not take any special action in terms of authentication, but simply forms a connection with the provided connection string. It assumes the username and password are stored in the connection string or that none are required. The SSO technique implies that the credentials are stored in a single sign-on store and an SSO ID is provided at connection time. Microsoft Office System provides an out-of-box SSO solution that can be replaced with custom and third-party tools. This Windows authentication technique relies on Windows authentication, also requiring Kerberos to authenticate between computers, unless the server and external data sources are on a single computer. To tailor the view for individual users in any of these cases, it is possible to set the workbook to refresh the data from the server each time the workbook is opened, and to make it fail to open if external data authentication fails. Users can only see the information to which they have been granted access, avoiding inadvertently revealing inappropriate information by way of cached data. In our next demonstration, we'll look at some of the Excel services settings. During this demonstration, we'll explore the configuration options available for Excel services. All the configurable settings for Excel services are accessed on the Excel Services setting page. We'll look at each of the options one by one. User security is not set directly with Excel services, but rather using SharePoint roles along with the NTFS permissions on the storage folders. The file access method determines whether Excel services will automatically use the credentials of the user currently logged on to the computer or if it will provide a logon dialog box. By default, Excel services does not encrypt the data it renders for the web browser. For sensitive company data, you can require encryption for all connections. As we'll discuss shortly, the architecture of Excel services lends itself well to scaling out to multiple servers. You can specify how SharePoint will balance the incoming requests. To protect the performance of the server, you can limit the number of connections each user can open on the server. Each time a user accesses a spreadsheet, the server opens the file in a per-user memory space. Excel Calculation Services is limited to half the server's total memory. If needed, you can decrease this to ensure the performance of other applications on the server. By default, Excel Services uses a temporary folder within the trusted file location of the spreadsheet for caching the workbook. To address storage limitations, you can move this cache location to another drive on the server. Excel limits the workbook's cache to about 40 gigabytes on the server. Once this limit is reached, Excel Calculation Services will no longer accept new sessions. If you find you are consistently reaching this cache limit, you can clear the caching of unused files option to immediately remove the file from the cache after the session has ended. With this option enabled, Excel Calculation Services will hold the data in memory for use if the file is accessed again. To preserve Excel Calculation Services resources, the connection to the backend database will time out after the configured connection lifetime passes. By default, it keeps the connections alive for 30 minutes. When connecting to external data sources, Excel Services uses an unattended service account. By default, the service uses the network services account. If the database server uses a different set of credentials, you can enter those credentials on this page. This is not a secure interface for configuring Excel Services, so the password entered here is transmitted in clear text. Excel Services requires that all data providers be listed in the Excel Services Trusted Data Providers page. These are the database drivers that are known to have working secure drivers for accessing database information. The server comes with many preloaded drivers, including OLE database drivers and OLAP service providers for Microsoft SQL Server. We've also included three common drivers for Oracle and IBM database servers. User-defined functions or assemblies are custom functions that extend the calculation and data import capabilities of the Excel client application. Developers create custom calculation packages to provide functions that are not built into Excel. Custom implementations to built-in functions, and custom data feeds for legacy or unsupported data sources, and application-specific data flows. Users who create workbooks can call UDFs from a cell through a formula, just as you would call other functions in Excel. Excel Services UDFs gives you the ability to use formulas in cells to call custom functions written in managed code and deployed to Microsoft Office SharePoint Server 2007. No matter how workbooks are constructed or what permissions are applied, all spreadsheet authors must manage their workbooks. Spreadsheets must frequently be updated, sometimes by multiple authors, and updates may also require approvals. With Excel Services, these processes are made easier with Microsoft Office SharePoint Server's built-in content management tools. Spreadsheet management is improved by the robust check-in, check-out, and versioning mechanisms of SharePoint Server, which allow for major and minor version numbering, as well as security specifically for older versions of spreadsheets and other documents. In addition, SharePoint has built-in functionality for retention and expiration of documents, so that old versions of spreadsheets are automatically archived or destroyed in order to meet compliance requirements. Document approval within SharePoint allows an administrator to set up a document library so that when a spreadsheet author saves a new version of a spreadsheet in the library, it is not immediately available to other users to view until it is approved. This approval can be as simple as the administrator monitoring and changing the flag on the spreadsheet in the document library, or it can depend upon a custom workflow that sends emails to a group of approvers in order to ensure that the spreadsheet meets any number of internal requirements prior to its approval. The owner of a document library can also set defaults for whether spreadsheets will open on the server or the Excel-rich client. In cases where the document library owner wishes to keep the connection information and formulas associated with data secret, he or she can prevent users from opening the workbooks within a document library, except on the server itself, preventing the secret information from being viewable. Office SharePoint Server 2007 also allows administrators to audit document libraries. While the server does not audit items within the spreadsheets themselves, it will log any open, create, modify, and delete events to the centralized audit log. SharePoint also provides several built-in reports to analyze the audit logs, as well as tools to generate custom Excel reports. This completes our coverage of how Excel Services works and how you can work with it. Now we'll turn our focus to the components that make up the Excel Services components of Microsoft Office SharePoint Server 2007. We'll see how the individual components easily lend themselves to be highly scalable. At a high level, Excel services consist of three core components. Excel Calculation Service, or ECS, is the heart of Excel services. It loads the spreadsheets, calculates them, refreshes external data, and maintains session state for interactivity. Excel Web Access, or EWA, is a SharePoint web part that creates HTML renderings from the results returned by ECS so that users can display them in a browser and interact with them. In a customization scenario, SharePoint developers can use this component along with other SharePoint web parts to create a wide range of web pages. Excel Web Services, or EWS, is a web service hosted in SharePoint that provides programmatic access to spreadsheets calculated by ECS. It allows applications to automatically update Excel spreadsheets or to incorporate calculations performed by Excel services without having to recreate the underlying business logic. These three components are divided into two groups: those associated with the web front end, or WFE, and those associated with the application server tier. The simplest configuration is for both of these tiers to reside on the same physical server. To add capacity, these two tiers would more likely be located on separate physical computers. Finally, it is possible to add additional web front end or application server computers to a configuration to increase capacity and performance. Also included in the web front end is an ECS proxy that handles communication between the tiers in a multiple server configuration, as well as load balancing in cases with more than one physical application server. This component is not exposed to developers. The Microsoft Office system, and thus Excel services, uses two SQL Server databases at the back end: content databases and configuration databases. The content database actually stores all the user files, including spreadsheets and dashboard pages, while the configuration database contains supporting information, such as access control lists and policies that govern issues such as publication details and refresh settings. If need be, the database backend can be scaled to increase performance or capacity. Communications between the WFE and the application server is through HTTP. Once a user requests a spreadsheet, it is cached on the application server, and subsequent requests for the same spreadsheet will, therefore, typically be faster than the first request. This functionality includes caching at multiple levels so that the collective performance for a group of users is improved by caching spreadsheets, as well as the external data queried by the spreadsheets. All this is transparent to the end user except in terms of improving response time. In addition to single server and multiple server topologies, it is also possible to support an extranet topology with Excel services, giving external partners access to spreadsheets without allowing access to the underlying formula, data, and databases. This capability includes the ability to show parts of the workbook and protect the rest, using the view item right discussed earlier. It enables organizations to hide intellectual property, such as formulas and external data connections, while showing the end results. For example, financial companies may have a financial model they use while calculating derivatives. They can show the derivative price to their customers and partners without sharing the model used to generate it. Note, however, that Excel services does not support scenarios where the WFE is in one corporate network and the application server is in another. It does support firewalls between these components, however, providing a potential security advantage when scaling the WFE and application servers out to reside on separate physical devices. Because of the logical separation of the web front end and the application server, either or both of these tiers can be scaled up or out independently of each other. Note that the application server can also be scaled out to a high-performance computing cluster, allowing automatic failover for guaranteed completion of calculations. Such a configuration allows scheduling of calculation jobs at certain times or on certain nodes. The performance increase associated with adding a new server is nearly linear. Excel services provides load balancing between multiple application servers. That load balancing for the web front end can be provided by the Network Load Balancing Service available on certain Windows Server 2003 SKUs, or it could be provided by a separate load balancing device. The load balancing for the application server is done by the Excel Services proxy component. The load balancer is designed to support the state maintained on specific application servers, as well as to optimize based on cached workbooks. In either case, this capability includes load balancing separate spreadsheet calculations across multiple physical servers, as well as calculating more than one spreadsheet on an individual physical server. Each request runs on a different thread. The design is optimized for scaling to large numbers of spreadsheets and requests, such as a scenario with many users viewing a dashboard with a number of spreadsheets on it, or programmatically running a large parametric sweep on a spreadsheet or group of spreadsheets. Load balancing settings enable a number of methods, including round-robin, local, or hash-based. In a configuration with multiple application servers, round-robin load balancing simply assigns job requests by the WFE to each application server in turn. The local use this machine option assumes that the WFE and application server are located on the same physical computer. Hash-based load balancing, the default setting, is optimized for utilizing the cache on each application server. Thus, a request for any given workbook will usually return the same backend application server. Regardless of how Excel Services is deployed, there are several performance settings that administrators can use to optimize Excel Services. In conclusion, Excel Services empowers end users to create robust solutions without developer involvement, while giving spreadsheet authors, database administrators, and developers greater control over the environment. The combination of Excel Web Access and the Excel Web Services API provides rich and versatile access to spreadsheets. At the same time, the security model is the same whether the spreadsheet is accessed through Excel Web Access or programmatically through the Excel Web Service interface. Spreadsheet authors use Excel 2007 to create spreadsheets and the accompanying business logic, including connecting directly to back-end data source for live data. Those authors, including non-technical users, can create spreadsheets, reports, and dashboards with dynamic data, securely sharing that information across the enterprise and making it available to other users and applications. Developers can take advantage of business logic created by those business users without needing to recreate it in application code. By creating a true enterprise solution for spreadsheets, the combination of Excel Services and Excel 2007 enables both technical and non-technical users to securely share, manage, and reuse data and business logic. To get more information on the products and technologies we have covered today, we have some online resources available that can help. For the most comprehensive technical information on Microsoft products, visit the TechNet website at www.microsoft.com/technet. You can also visit www.microsoft.com/technet/dsk-110 for more information on books, courses, certifications, and other community resources that relate directly to this particular session. There is also an assessment program available that can help you test your knowledge. Microsoft Skills Assessment is a free online learning tool. It's an easy way for IT professionals to check their skills. You can quickly check your skills in implementing or managing Microsoft products or business solutions. Just take a short 30-question assessment and see how well you know your stuff. The skills assessment includes a personalized learning plan, which includes links to Microsoft official curriculum, specific TechNet articles, Microsoft Press books, and other Microsoft learning content. There's also a way to measure how well you did compared with others who took the same assessment. Microsoft Skills Assessment is an expanding learning platform. Available now are assessments for Windows Server 2003, including Security and Patch Management, Exchange Server 2003, Windows Storage Server, Office 2003, and Visual Studio.net. If you want to take your skills assessment to the next level, a number of certification programs are available. In the highly competitive IT job market, how can you set yourself apart from the next candidate? The Microsoft Certification Program provides that edge. Earning a specific accreditation provides objective validation of the ability to successfully perform critical IT functions. Embraced by industry professionals worldwide, Microsoft certification remains one of the most effective ways to reach long-term career goals and is a surefire way for companies to develop and retain valuable IT staff. There are a number of accreditations available, starting with the basic Microsoft Certified Professional, or MCP. You can become a fully certified system administrator, MCSA, system engineer, MCSE, or desktop specialist, MCDST. Away from the infrastructure side, the MCDBA certification covers the SQL Server products. For more information about the certification program, visit www.microsoft.com/learning/MCP. This session was brought to you by TechNet. TechNet has gone through some changes recently, which you might find interesting. To help explain this in more detail, please welcome Caroline McGrath, TechNet Relationship Marketing Manager.
For IT professionals, all the resources in the TechNet program will give you the support you need to be successful with our technology. Whether you are deploying new software, managing a server environment, or troubleshooting, TechNet has a resource for you. Use the web for immediate access to documentation, knowledge base, scripts, downloads, and more. Webcasts and events will give you deep insight into specific technology topics. Keep up to date with technology news using the TechNet Flash. This is a twice monthly newsletter that you can customize to give you information about the specific technology that interests you. With more time to read, the TechNet magazine is an excellent resource offering in-depth articles written by industry-leading technologists. If you want to ensure that you have all of the essential resources at your fingertips, the TechNet subscription is for you. It includes full version software and betas so that you can evaluate our technology at your own pace. No time bombs, so your product analysis won't time out. It includes two complimentary telephone support incidents. Talk to Microsoft technical professionals to help you with whatever challenges you may encounter with the software. That is $500 worth of value. The TechNet subscription is a great value to all IT professionals. Finally, we have TechNet VLabs. Use this to get your hands on the technology in a hosted environment. You can explore how it works, run different scenarios, and have a full product experience without having to dedicate your time to deploy and manage the hardware to do so yourself. Overall, the TechNet program has all of the resources you need to get the most out of Microsoft technology. TechNet Plus subscription, what is it? Get hands-on experience with the technology through software and betas, including Office, Windows, and servers. Support when you need it, including two free telephone support incidents. Easy access to information via updates, utilities, white papers, knowledge base, and more. Work on your skills at your own pace, e-learning courses and training. The TechNet Plus subscription, that's what it is. Need support? Answers are standing by. You have a choice of three support offerings from Microsoft. Firstly, we have online and self-help. Choose from the TechNet website, the Security Center Online, Knowledge Base, Product Support Centers, the TechNet Script Center, News Groups, User Groups, and the TechNet Plus subscription. Secondly, we have assisted incidents. Assisted incidents include email support, phone support, phone support contracts, advisory services. Finally, contract-based support. Contract-based support is offered to organizations and consists of premier support or essential support. Thank you for listening to this TechNet session.